they had another class locomotive, built a line of locomotive works that was a 210-4 type engine. It was a high-speed freight engine. There's only one of those left anywhere. It's in a museum in Dallas, I guess, Fort Worth. The rest of them have been cut up and destroyed.
Hmm. Well, is there one particular type of engine that's used more than any other nowadays?
Well, they're all diesel. All the locomotives they use now are diesel, but I started in, when they first got diesels, they had the switch engine was all 1,000 horsepower, and road engine were 1,500 horsepower. And they all had a V16 type engine, V16 cylinder engines in them. And although the Baldwin Locomotive Works built one, and some at the Moppad had a V type 8 cylinder engine in it. They didn't last long. But the engines they're using now are built by Electromotive Division, General Motors, and General Electric.
Did you work on the railroad? I guess it took you around a pretty good bit.
Oh yeah, I worked between here and Fort Worth. VIA to Bonham, Paris and Bonham, Sherman, Texas. And I spent a great deal of time at, working out of Bonham, Texas, because that was a terminal. I've had a mixture of the sandy land, the black land, and the mixed land.
what exactly does that mean?
Well, out here in Texas, they have a bunch of old, what they call black land territory. And the ground is an old black gumbo. And, of course, all through here, this is sand. It's a sandy land. But this old black gumbo, when it get wet, you can't walk in it, or you can't drive a car in it because it's too slick. Mm. And when it gets dry, you can't even dig a hole in it.
Is it any good for growing?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they used to grow some good crops until a lot of it washed off and alkali come to the surface. All the years that I was growing up on the farm, while it was sandy land here, we didn't have any alkali problems. Did it with a horse. We didn't have no tractors. We cut bushes with either a grubbing hoe or an axe. And if it's thick enough, we'll rake them up with a hay rake. We did. I did that. Done that too.
Mm-hmm. Did talking about land. Were there any particular names that people around here had for very good land? Did they call it that?
Well, there was. They called it a upland, the sandy upland, and then they had bottom land, which would be in these creek bottoms and river bottoms. We have a lot of river bottom land around.